T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joined now by Saints All-Pro defenseman Cam Jordan. Cam, first off, hope everything's well in your family, and thanks for the time, certainly.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. And look, I also want to thank you for your generosity on the behalf of our first responders, the Fat Boys Pizza. You guys are you're doing a great job of making sure that the food's going to them. They need that support, and because they're working these crazy long hours, and they can't step out for a lunch break like they normally would have been able to do. And some of them are so exhausted they can't prepare a meal for the next day when they get home from the previous night. So I certainly want to appreciate and thank you for your generosity.
Man, I mean, honestly, I've been blessed with God-given manna. I mean, I've been blessed with the talent to not only provide for my family but have excess manna to try and spread positivity around. And I mean, there's so many good people in the local area. I mean, you talk about, Fat Boy Pizza and what they're doing for the front lines. You talk about, the Beans Crew, what they've been doing for the front lines. I mean, No Kids Hungry is the foundation that has been given back to, schools that are still trying to feed kids who rely on school just to feed them 2 to 3 times a day. There's so many different avenues that we can try and spread positivity. You talk about, I've ran into random fans or, who are chefs on the off time. And, they're out there catering for the front lines. They're out there making food for, whoever it is. You talk about the fire department. You talk about East Jefferson. You talk about all the different hospitals that, have been working tirelessly at end to try and contain this. I mean, if anything, there's just so many people trying to create a positive influence on what we can try and do, what we can control.
Cam, what's this been like?
Cam, go ahead, Christian.
What's this been like for you in terms of – you still got to stay in shape and all that stuff. How are you combating that?
Yeah, I feel like the Saints have addressed, our needs in terms of, of course, everybody knows that I had surgery like 6 weeks ago. So I'm still rehabbing to get back to 100%. So the Saints have facilitated an amazing regimen, and I'm probably luckier than most is I still get to come in and have a physician take my temperature, make sure I've got all my body ailments in order. And then, of course, make sure that we're being aware of the coronavirus, and yet we're still getting in the work that needs to be done to that it doesn't, prohibit me from having another great season. But other than that, I mean, I get, a slotted time where, we get to focus on that. But when I wake up, it's family 24, 22/7.
And, Cam, you talk about giving back and you talked about the community. But I'm just even looking at the Saints organization and your teammates. It all starts at the top with owner Gail Benson committed $1 million to create the Gail Benson Community Assistance Fund. Drew Brees, the quarterback of the team, $5 million for the virus relief. And you look at Deontay Harris, he just comes on the team. What he's doing with the food banks back in Baltimore where he grew up, and then now Second Harvest Food Banks in Louisiana. And then Thomas Morstead, then yourself. I mean, it goes on and on. Would you agree with this assessment? I'm looking at Deontay Harris. He said, look, the guys in this locker room want to put other people first and not just worry about themselves. It's just a good environment to be around. This just shows you why this organization has been what it's been and the success. It kind of all starts in the top, and it seems like on and off the field that's been the case.
Absolutely. I mean, it speaks volumes for what's going on in our locker room, what goes on in people's hearts. I mean, we have a collective of not only great athletes, but we have great people that are in our locker room. And it just seems like the more, you know, I'm talking with our teammates, the more guys want to do whatever they can for their local communities, whatever they're part of. And at the same time, what you know, they've been a part of New Orleans, so they will always want to give back the New Orleans way. You talk about, you know, Zach Streif just hit me up in his Port Orleans endeavors and how he's trying to, you know, trying to create a front line, a line to just get to the hospitals. I mean, everybody's taking, you know, major steps to not only prevent coronavirus from spreading, but also feed the people that are at the front lines of this, taking care of everything that, that needs to be taken care of to try and create, try and prevent a massive outbreak.
Now, Cam, this is, to say the least, a bizarre offseason. And you look at free agency and the draft, you know, we used to have a routine. Well, but how crazy is this? You know, the, from a nationwide perspective, they're always trying to get Drew Brees and Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. We thought it probably would have happened a couple of times. But now Tom Brady with the Buccaneers, it looks like you get a couple of those games a season. So, you know, that's prime time. You just reflect on that, Brees versus Brady, and obviously we want you to sack Tom Brady a few times or hit him for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I've sacked him before, so it won't be – I've sacked both the new quarterbacks of the NFC South before, so it won't be a problem to do, go do it again. I love that, you know, the NFC South has probably gotten that much stronger. You've seen Tom Brady get six Super Bowl championships with, you know, Julian Edelman, with, you know, Gronkowski. But I don't know if he's ever, you know, even with Randy Boss when he was back over there, but you've never seen him have two receivers that have 1,000-yard seasons in terms of Godwin and Evans. I don't know if he's ever had weapons quite like he'll have in Tampa Bay.
Cam, what's it going to be like to see your former teammate and Teddy Bridgewater be the starter for the Carolina Panthers? I know you're happy for him, but at some point you have to play him and try to sack him.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, you know, Teddy gets there. Of course, they release Cam Newton, and then they go out and get a receiver. It seems like a pretty good receiver, right? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know, now you're just going to keep trying to give my guy weapons. It's funny that, you know, the Panthers decide to go and get a receiver now, after 9 years of having Cam Newton at helm. But I guess, you know, they've done a lot with Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey, and now you got Teddy, Christian McCaffrey, and, you know, the receiver that they just got.
Now, Cam, when you look at obviously before the draft, and I mean, it's only two players, but I think it's two significant players when you look at free agency, that Malcolm Jenkins, a lot of skins on the wall, and then also Emmanuel Sanders. To me, it just shows you that the Saints are in the win-now mode. And this is not being a homer, but from a national perspective, everyone in the NFL thinks the Saints, 49ers, 49ers, Saints, are right there. And considering when you're adding two guys like Malcolm Jenkins and Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we felt like we've been right on the cusp this last couple years. So for us to add in, you know, Malcolm Jenkins, who we know what he brings to the table. I mean, it hurt to lose Von Bell the way that he was growing, and you expect him to be hitting his prime sometime soon. You've seen Malcolm Jenkins hit his prime now, so we know what we're getting. We traded an Ohio State Buckeye for a Buckeye. Then, of course, you talk about Emmanuel Sanders and what he's been able to do his entire career. You know, that's somebody that can stretch the field and yet run a route tree, and that'll complement Mike T. But, of course, you know, we already got Traquan Smith, and, you know, as long as he continues going, we could see an even more dynamic offense.
Cam, what's been the funniest moment in the Jordan household during this lockdown that we're all trying to take part in?
Man, every day is funny. I've got a 1.5-year-old in the house that's getting more and more personality every day. It must be the right time, because now she's not, like I said, most kids, like, when I'm like, all right, when I get my serious tone, you know, like, hey, sit down. Like, all the kids respond. Now I've got my 1.5-year-old, like tilting her head at me and, like, giving me the attitude that, you know, girls give. I'm like, look, like, okay. I was like, I see she doesn't understand fat means it's greasy. And I got to, like, chuck a little pillow at her. So, like, you know, it's, like, playful. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. Like, can you discipline a 1.5-year-old? Like, she's one. Like, she doesn't really care what you're saying. So I'm just like, I like, you know, the 4 and 3-year-olds, they understand. Like, daddy says, sit down, you sit down. The 1-year-old, I'm like, I get it, she's one. But I feel like she knows what I'm saying, so she's testing me.
Have you checked in on mom and pops?
Yeah, absolutely. It was my brother's birthday Sunday. We all got on. What is it? Zoom is the new thing. I'm like, if everybody had an iPhone, we could have just hopped on FaceTime. But it's not that simple. Heck, I've even you know re-downloaded Skype. I feel like I've got every app and avenue in the area to try and keep not only my family connected, but you know some of my friends too.
Bobby,
Cam, is your family they back in Arizona? Because you know your dad and I go way back, and we all know what he meant to the Vikings organization. And just talk a little bit about. I know he's going to go with blood, but that had to be a little weird considering the significant games that you've had against the Vikings, and considering how you were associated with them growing up, and your dad being a big part and legendary for them.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about, of course, you know, Pops played 13 years for the Vikings, so he's always probably going to root for the Vikings internally. He probably will never come out and say it just because I'm going to give him hell for it. But I know exactly what I mean. He got inducted to the Vikings Ring of Honor this year. But when it comes to the game, he knows not to wear any purple. Like, if he better be like the purple and gold shoes that I got him. He can blame it on gold. You know, he can wear his purple undershirt, but we know on top of it's going to be black and gold. At the end of the day, blood is where it's been. He's created a legacy and, you know, has, of course, I'm upholding that part. So I'm sure he's like, you know, you can't lose, I guess. You know, if the Vikings ever decide to win more than one game after us, I'm sure he could say something.
Cam Jordan, Saints All-Pro defensive end. Thank you so much for the time and also for your generosity helping the first responders who are battling on the front lines of this COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, shout out to, you know, Yaya's Comfort Food for feeding the front line. Shout out to Fat Boys Pizza feeding the front line. Shout out to, you know, No Kids Hungry organization. You talk about, you know, shout out to Jordan Catering, who's a local gal that connected through me via Instagram and then started pumping out food through the hospitals. I mean, there's just so many different avenues people can get behind. Of course, you've got, again, Zach Streif's restaurant, and what he's trying to do now is accumulate enough, you know, secure enough funds to push this on longevity and always protect not only the local eateries, local chefs, but the front lines as well. I mean, support local is what we're all about, and that usually takes care of itself with all the positive people I've had a connection with.
Amen. Cam Jordan, thanks again, man.
Hey, bless him. Peace.
All right, you too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.